Let's talk with C. Lynn Williams, the author of Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen. Good morning.
How are you?
Can I just call you Lynn, or do I have to call you C?
You can call me whatever's easiest for you, Bulldog.
I'm going to go with Lynn.
I'll answer.
I'm going to go with Lynn.
Okay.
Lynn. All right. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I'm very interested in finding out how to stay sane while raising those teens. I'm in the same position as you, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'd like to tell you about it.
It's funny because
it's interesting. I started writing this book, Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teens. I actually had teenagers in the house, and they were driving me crazy. I tell them to do something, and they say okay, and then
Lynn, excuse me. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a wireless.
Oh.
Should I take it off?
Okay. I don't know.
Would it be easier?
If you had a landline, that would be great. It's just hard to hear.
How's that? Is that better?
It's not worse. Okay, yeah, that's good. All right, so you had teens running around the house.
I had teens running around the house, and, I wasn't getting anything done. I'd ask them to do things, and they'd say sure, and they wouldn't comply with me. And so one of the things I found out was if I could stay consistent with them, if what I told them to do, they did it, and, I didn't give them a lot of times. I think parents today want to be friends. You can't be friends and parent your teens at the same time. And, a lot of times parents will say, okay, or a teenager will say, well, can I have the car? Can I have the car? Can I have the car? So by the fifth time they've asked you, can you have the car? You are literally insane and you just want to get them out of your face. So you say, sure, you can have it. That's not how you want to parent your teen these days. And so what I've done is I have taken a few of the things that I've experienced and made it slightly humorous, if possible. And I want to talk to parents about how to have a great relationship with our teenagers.
Okay. How do we? Now I want to go back. What is your background? I mean, other than having kids.
Well, I've taught high school for the last 8 years.
Okay.
And not to mention the hundreds of teens that trampled through the house for the last 4 or 8 years. Just as some of the times parents, the kids would come over and talk. And parents don't believe that their kids talk, especially teenagers, because they usually give you the silent treatment when they don't want you to find out what they're doing. But if you sit and listen to them, ask a few questions and just listen, don't judge them, you'll find out pretty much everything you want to know. And so my experience, besides teaching high school boys and having kids of my own, was just, some of the friends that we had who were having their kids that were running away, some of them were on drugs. And they just did not understand how to get along with those teenagers.
Okay, so tell me some ways. How do we get along with those? How do we stay sane while raising that teen?
I've got a blog, and one of the things that I said on the blog about 3 weeks ago, because some of the high schools are back in a session, I said, so have a bedtime, have a curfew. A lot of the people that you see, a lot of the teens don't have curfews. They can stay up. I'd have students come into my class, they'd be asleep. I said, what time did you go to bed? Well, I was texting all night. What do you mean you were texting all night? Where were your parents? In the next room. Or, they're allowed to have sleepover company. When I was a kid, we couldn't do anything like that. We didn't talk back.
No.
Not and live to tell about it, did you?
No, heck no. No.
So what I say to parents is, I've got a couple of chapters. One of my chapters is, you can't be friends with your teens. I talk to them about that. And I, suggest having time with your teens. I mean, how many times have you sat, I'm sitting in Starbucks right now waiting for class to start, and how many times have you seen parents sit across from their kids and the parent is on the phone either texting or talking, and so is the child?
I don't like when parents and kids, parents and parents, friends and parents, I hate this, sitting there texting. It's basically, you're just telling that other person, you're not important enough to be with. I've got more important things to do.
Absolutely. And so in trying to stay sane, what I talk about is having some time. You may have a couple of teens at home. Have some time with each one of them. Maybe you do something. Maybe one likes to, work with old cars, and the other one likes to go shopping. So you make time with both of those teens because you need to know them as individuals, Yeah, they're your kids, but you can really get to know them and understand them really well so that when they do have a crisis, they know who they can come to. I mean, I think the reason the gangs are so prevalent nowadays is because, at least in a gang, you've got somebody that will listen to you and talk to you. Now, you may not like how the gang turns out. Of course you don't. But it's somebody that that kid can rely on day after day. And that should be your parent.
Gotcha. All right. The Lynn, where can people get the book, Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. There are a couple of places you can get it. You can buy it on Amazon.com. Uh-huh. You can also go to BarnesandNoble.com, so you can get a hard copy if you like. Or you can try Google Books, and you can get an e-book. I've also got it off my website, cgwwbooks.com. And local bookstores, if you ask them for it, they'll order it for you if they don't have it.
Okay, give me your website one more time,
cgwwbooks.com.
Okay. All right, it's Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teens. Have fun at Starbucks, and good luck over there at school.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on your show, Bulldog.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.